Bob Croats, or Dirty Bob as he likes to be called, has been writing about porn for over 20 years. He's the co-chairman of the X-Rated Critics Organization, a group of writers that recognizes the best in adult film. Dirty Bob thinks the new ordinance is unnecessary because health is already a priority.
They implemented monthly or more often than monthly testing, pretty much mandatory for any performers. That's been going on for quite a while. I think the industry has done a pretty darn good job of enforcing itself for the last 10, 15 years.
The measure to require condoms for male performers was sponsored by the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, the largest HIV/AIDS care provider in the country. According to the foundation, there have been 9 reported cases of HIV involving porn actors since 2004. They say that without condoms, performers' personal sexual decisions can affect the health of their co-workers. But Dirty Bob doesn't think the bill will last.
I think it's going to get thrown out, first of all. I don't think it's going to stay on the books very long, even though it seems to be firmly in place right now. I don't see how they can possibly control it. They're trying to say you have to have a permit to do it and do this, but, short of someone coming on the screen and or looking at product that's already been made, but that's getting ridiculous.
Dirty Bob also says that no one wants to see porn with condoms.
Well, viewers as a whole have made it very clear they don't like seeing condoms.
He says that forcing them to watch condoms on screen violates the First Amendment.
Anything to do with free speech, I mean, that's the whole idea of the entire industry. I mean, that's our number two priority, next to the health. And I'd say making money in the industry is number three, so that's the order I would put things in, just because you don't make money unless you do number one and number two.
Ultimately, people will get their porn, no matter where it's made.
There are very few things in life that are for sure, like, death, taxes, and I think we can add porn to that, too. And if there's a way around it, they'll find a way to do it.
Kunal Bambawale for Annenberg Radio News.